Welcome to the Dee Dee Sidora J Show, dripping spiritual soup on the mic. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe on all social media platforms. Now, here is Dee Dee Sidora J with an edition of Spinach for the Soul.
Truth be told, if you want to hide information detrimental to a person's success, hide it in a book. There is a question strategically placed in the midst of society to distract humanity from living a fruitful life. And that question is God real? You see, humanity is so focused on whether or not there is a God that they completely miss the mark of the blueprint in the Bible that provides a roadmap to a life of victory that has absolutely nothing to do with religion, but everything to do with the protection of armor for the soul and physical body. The seed was planted centuries ago, and yet humanity has yet to reap the reward of true peace hidden in plain sight. There is a fail-safe plan embedded in the Bible known to society, but deliberately watered down to manipulate the blueprint of the universe. The first piece to the successful blueprint is Exodus 20:14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Breaking this covenant upsurges turmoil from the darkest places of humanity. This covenant helped men and women have joyful marriages and fruitful lives. This law was not spoken in vain, but to eliminate the influence of jealousy, anger, and hatred that ruptures into malice behavior. Adultery creates a chain reaction of destruction. A law purposely embedded into the Bible to save oneself from inviting immoral spirits into a holy space. To prevent disorder of sacred vows. To prevent harm to another person physically and or spiritually, and to counteract desecration of a family. Desecration is damaging or showing no respect towards something holy. Adultery is the enemy's way of mocking the universe. It is the enemy's way of breaking into your home and stealing your most priceless gem, your spouse. This one verse helps you to safeguard the most precious jewel in your safe, your vows, hidden in plain sight for the benefit of our safety. The second piece of the successful blueprint to life is Exodus 20:13. Thou shalt not kill. To execute someone is to simply sign your life over to a systematic slave master. A slave master holds absolute authority over a human being. This new systematic slave system is called a correctional institution, built to roadblock the load of blessings that was scheduled to be delivered to one's life. A system built to collapse the calling of a person's destiny. Thou shalt not kill is a law embedded in the blueprint of the Bible for oneself not to relinquish the power of one's birthright as a pillar in this world. When you remove a life from this earth, you trade in your birthright for a faceless number. A number that strips a person of their true identity. When you take a person's life, you are responsible for stripping that person off their journey. An eye for an eye. So God removes you from your journey by stripping you of your identity inside an institution. Yes, you will always have God. But what you have done is surrendered your journey to a systematic slave master. Or you create a domino effect by someone coming along and ending your journey on this earth. Simple principles to live a happy and fruitful life. The third piece of the successful blueprint to life is 1 Corinthians 6:18. It says, flee from sexual immorality. Any other sins a person commits are outside of the body. But whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. You sin against your own body when you allow immoral energy to enter your soul. Immoral energy enters the body through a physical presence. Once an immoral presence enters the body, it can transmit physical immoral pathogens. Herpes, HIV, hepatitis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, and trichomonas. The Bible, plain and simple, warns us: flee from sexual immorality. Flee from damaging your body physically and spiritually. Spiritual torment is transferred through sexual encounters. When a person has sexual encounters, energy can transfer. This is why you have to be careful who you allow in your bed. The spiritual energies attach to one another, which is what brings the physical person back in a fit of rage, because a piece of your spirit from intercourse has attached itself to the soul of this person. The spiritual attachment not only manifests physical disease in the body, but it can also manifest physical harm if a person is not willing to release your spirit. A person stalks you because they're addicted to the spirit you transfer through intercourse. Everyone should not be privy to your soul. The soul is sacred. You see, humanity is so focused on whether or not if there is a God that they completely miss the mark of the blueprint in the Bible that provides a roadmap to a life of victory that has absolutely nothing to do with religion, but everything to do with the protection of armor for the soul and physical body. The seed was planted centuries ago, and yet again, humanity has yet to reap the reward of true peace hidden in plain sight. A mutual soul tie is beautiful, but two physical bodies playing tug of war on an energy cord is dangerous. One person is pulling away and the other won't let go. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee from sexual immorality. It is there for a purpose. It is the job of the enemy to confuse us with chaos, so we are blinded by the truth. And the truth is, the Bible has nothing to do with religion. It is a blueprint to live a happy, fruitful, and longer life in peace.
Thank you for listening to Spinach for the Soul with Dede Sidora J. Comment, like, and subscribe.